Welcome into another week of Trojan Preview here on KJN, our chance to speak with Atlantic Head football coach Mike McDermott. Coach, thanks again for giving us some time.
Yeah, hey, thanks for having us and covering our athletes and football team. Appreciate it.
Well, last week, obviously, kind of another frustrating ball game for your team. A lot of opportunities out there on the field to try to stay in the game with Winterset, but just didn't take advantage of a lot of those, and they come out on top 24-7.
Yeah, you know, I thought, Winterset was one of the better teams in the state that were 0-3, and they sure proved it on their home field that night. They made plays offensively, defensively, and special teams. They, certainly could rush the ball on us, and we didn't rush it very well. So that's been a focus this week, is, again, trying to get the rushing game going.
Well, we talked a little bit about this after the game, but, once again, kind of the same story defensively. The guys are put out on the field a lot because you're not having a lot of success offensively. They're doing their job for the most part. You know, they did a pretty good job in that first half, especially keeping the score the way it was at halftime. But then it just seems like there's that one play here or there that's a big play where a couple of guys make a mistake, and, you know, that's all it takes for the other team to have a big score.
Yeah, we're not built for, that type of stuff offensively either, where we can just go, toe-to-toe with somebody and try and outscore them. So we put a lot of pressure on our defense. Pleased with our special teams, though. You know, that kept our offense out on the field for a couple more series as far as the special teams are concerned. But, defensively, the only thing I can say is, that first drive. And they went, I think, six plays and drove down the field and kind of socked us in the mouth. But, our defense, came back and played well the rest of the game. So they've been our heart and soul this year, and they'll continue to be that.
Yeah, and that was one thing that you mentioned, that it was kind of a positive to take away from the game. You had a number of different fake punts that you tried, and they all seemed to be successful that night. So a good job by those guys going out in a unique, different situation in executing.
Yeah, something, we put in. We just kind of see what the punt return team set up in. We've got some guys that we think can make some plays out on the perimeter, and, we went 3-for-3. So that helps us out. We just got to take advantage of it offensively, and instead of just going 3-and-out after we get a big fourth down conversion, we've got to sustain some drives and at least try to get a field goal on the board.
Well, and we knew going into the game they had a good running back in Brad Benshoff, and he had a good game for him. He's kind of one of those guys that can continue to get the ball and keep making plays, and he just seems to get stronger as the game goes along, and that's kind of how it played out. You were keeping him corralled pretty good early on. Of course, then he has the big 31-yard touchdown run that made it 14-0, but, kind of leaned on you a little bit as the game went down the road.
Yeah, I think you're right. He did get better as the game went on. Later in the game, broke a lot of tackles on a couple plays. And, we've got to be more sure tackling up front. And also, a little bit of that is our defense is tired. As we mentioned earlier here is, our offense has to – we don't necessarily have to score every time we touch the ball. I mean, we'd love to. But we've just got to get some first downs and let our defense rest a little bit.
And especially it seems like that's maybe been a problem for your team early on in the game as well. The defense is out there quite a bit doing a good job, doing the best job that they can, but you're not able to keep those drives going early in the game to kind of build that confidence and that momentum that you need the rest of the way out.
Yeah, it's been, a missed one block here or there. And, offensively, that really hurts you where we're trying to clean some of that stuff up. Worked a lot this week on just blocking and tackling. We did some live drills this week, and hopefully those will pay off tonight.
Well, and one thing that we talked about that you need to find a way to get better is the run game. You tried a lot of things up the middle with two guys that are, more so power backs than they are, speedsters or are going to make people miss, but just not getting that initial push up front. What are you doing in practice to work on those things to get better?
Well, we're trying a couple different formations, hopefully, maybe to widen the defense out a little bit and still maybe, scamper for 5-6 yards is what we're looking for up the middle. On the perimeter, we're trying to, maybe get it to some other guys that maybe have a little bit more speed. So we ran a lot of screens last week that was open. And again, it was just for those 5 or 6 yard hitters. But that's what we're built for is, we're built for third and short. So if we can get five or six on first or second down, now we have some options on third. It's when we get in third and long situations that we're just not built right now for that.
Well, and obviously you've been jostling people around, kind of trying to shake things up offensively, figure out where everybody fits well. And that was one thing I noticed last week, getting a lot more of that short passing game involved. You do have some guys that have some good quickness on the outside, those screens, and even kind of the short passing. Of course, a crossing route was one that was very successful for you on a touchdown to Chase Molinex. Is that something you're going to kind of put more of a focus on?
Yeah, we like the short game. Number one, it's high completion percentage, and we just got to have completion so the clock still runs, chew up some of the clock. You know, when we go down the field, we have to pick and choose, and when we do throw the ball down the field, we have to make sure we hit on them, you know, because there's only going to be a couple times a game that we're going to do that. Last week, I think we threw one time real deep on like third and 27. I think the ball got intercepted, but, you know, we feel that's just like a punt. You know, if it's a 40-yard interception and we get the guy tackled there, that's just as good as us punting the ball. So, you know, when we take our shots downfield, we've got to make sure we connect because it's only going to be once or twice a game.
Yeah, and that has been the unfortunate thing for you so far. You've got a guy like Garrett Franken that you know has a size advantage to throw it up to every once in a while, but just seems like when you've had those chances, you know, it's maybe been a little bit overthrown or thrown outside, just haven't been accurate there yet.
Yeah, you know, that's something that we haven't spent a lot of time on. Even in preseason camp, we didn't spend a lot of time throwing the football. We need to try and get something going on the ground to we knew, you know, we'd have a decent defense, so it's come along, and I've been pleased with that. I've been pleased with our pass protection. But then again, you know, we don't pass often. And if we get back there and try and throw it 10 times in a row, we're not going to be successful. So we have to pick and choose when we want to do that.
Well, turning to the other side of the ball, we've talked about how well your defense has played here throughout the early season. Going to definitely need to do that here this week. Very high-powered offense that you're going up against in Creston. What are you doing to try to prepare for them?
Well, Chase Schultz is their guy in the backfield. He plays tailback. They have him a little bit in what's called the wildcat, where they put him at quarterback a little bit and try and just run him a lot. And I think I would, too. So he's quite the back. I think he's going to North Dakota State to wrestle. So he's a D1 caliber athlete, and he sure shows it every week. Another over 100-yard game last week. So that's going to be our focus is, you know, we need to make sure that they're in third and long situations where they have to throw the ball and try to get off the field that way.
Yeah, I think we've been talking about this, you know, around the station and observing here throughout the season. And what's so impressive about him is everybody knows about him. He's been around for a couple of years. He's been the go-to guy for Creston, but yet he's still sitting here with almost 700 yards on the season, averaging over 9 yards a carry. So that's also a testament, obviously, to the guys that are in front of him, able to create some holes for him because people are looking for him, but he's still finding space.
Yeah, you know, it always starts with your guys up front, and you know, that's part of the reason for his success, one of the main reasons for his success. But, you know, great backs, we tell our guys, not only do they break arm tackles, but they also have great vision. And that's another thing that he has and can kind of find the hole and kind of, you know, cuts back at the right time or stretches the play at the right time. So when you have a great back, they have all those things, a good O-line. They're powerful enough just to break arm tackles, and they have good vision.
Well, another guy that you'll look out for some during the game is the guy that runs quarterback most of the time is Kylan Smallwood. He seems like he's capable enough in the passing game to do some damage, but then also another guy that can run the football.
Yeah, you know, we're scared of him too as far as him, you know, breaking one on the ground. He's got some speed, and he's got kind of a knack to find the opening. You know, as far as passing, he's getting better every week. So we're going to be more focused on stopping the run first and taking our chances with the passing game.
Well, we know that the challenge that awaits the defense there on that side. Conversely, you look at Creston, and you know, one thing maybe that you can exploit is the fact that they have given up some big numbers defensively so far this year in a few games. They're still, you know, overall a good defense, but you know, a team that has given up some points. So I guess what are you looking for from that side of the ball from them? What are you looking to attack against them?
Well, we're going to try and be balanced, try and attack inside, outside, run and pass. We've got to just mix it up, and I think that'll give us the best shot to win. Defensively, our guys, we just got to keep doing what we've been doing and try and get three and outs and get off the field. And then we talked to our kids this week a lot about hidden yardage, and we've got to exploit, some things on special teams. I don't think we'll be able to run three fake punts this week. Everybody's seen that on film. But when we do punt the ball, we've got to be effective doing that. And that's one thing, is not punting to Chase. Chase Schultz is also their punt returner. So we've got to punt the ball out of bounds or make sure we have enough hang time that our guys can get down there and cover the punt.
Well, we've talked about all season long that your team's really been doing a pretty good job of staying focused, looking at the larger picture of getting better every week, not really getting down on themselves with, the early season losses. Has that stayed the same since this last contest?
Yeah, and that's one thing that really excites me about this team is, they come every day to practice. Been hot this week at practice, and Wednesday, I think, was one of our better ones recently. We had good energy. We were focused. The heat kind of concerns you when you're going into that, especially midway through the season. And, our guys competed well. We had some competition drills between some classes at the end for some running, and they were all fired up for that. So, real pleased and excited about our football team right now as far as, hey, they're still coming with a workman's attitude.
Well, and as you move along here, and obviously a tough opponent here this week, you're looking to always get better. We've talked about a few of the things that you're highlighting in practice to try to work on. What are those few specific things that you're looking for improvement this week?
Well, we want to be able to run the football better than just, 40 yards on the ground. We're trying to spread our front line out. We're going to go with a two tight end set at times to try and get that surface spread out up front and not only just run out of it, but also pass out of it. It makes it a little bit tougher on defenses that way. So we want to just be efficient there and at least, get a first down every drive. That's a goal of ours this week is just to move the chains. Even like I told our guys, even if we don't score but can win the field position battle, it's going to make it tough on Creston as far as trying to get down the field and put points on the board. So we've got to do those little things to get better, and that's what we've been focusing on.
We get to this point in the season, and you're going to start to get some bumps and bruises. How's the health of your team?
Our health is pretty okay. We've moved a couple guys around on the offensive line to get some depth, but I think we're going to, play our same guys as far as that started last week on the O-line. Maybe get some young guys in just to get them a couple reps, but they certainly won't play the whole game. They've been doing fine at the JV level for us, but we want them, to experience a little bit of Friday night. So we're going to work some guys in, some of our sophomores in on the offensive front there, here and there. But other than that, we've been, pleasantly healthy.
All right. Well, looking forward to seeing the guys improve here this week, Coach, and we appreciate your time once again this week.
Yeah. Hey, thanks for your coverage.
All right, that's Atlantic Trojan head football coach Mike McDermott, and that's going to wrap it up for Trojan Preview this week here on KJN.